best addressed outfit in the room. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I know we've been talking about it for a while.
It feels freeing. It feels so much better.
I mean, you told me why I feel like you got tired of doing your hair. You have a lot of hair. I'm
tired of it.
And your hair grew a lot.
Yeah.
Over the years.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time I've done it before.
But the last time I did it, when I did the big chop and everything, I had to.
Yeah.
And that's what I was telling my hairstylist. Like, the last time I did it, I was crying a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I did not want to cut my hair. It was a big deal for me because I had been trying to grow my hair, trying to grow it. And then this time, it was just like, I don't care. Like, I know I could grow it. It'll come back. Like, it's fine. But the short is what I'm feeling right now. I keep forgetting that it's short. Every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh, wait, what happened to my hair?
Waking up the last few days, I'm like, oh, yeah. But it looks amazing. It looks she did an amazing job.
Yeah.
I like it. For me, it wasn't a shock, though. It was like, but I remember back in the day, that was like, you were like 19. That was early days.
Yeah.
19. That was a different look. You pulled like
It was like a little bang. Type thing. I'll post that on my social media this week.
Yeah.
A little swoosh, and I got some color in it. I'll probably do some color, but no. I mean, I feel like after the past few years, I've just been in a different place where I'm just like changing and just getting more comfortable with myself, who I am, and you know, right now I feel like a lot of the times, like, hair is kind of hiding
me.
It's like something, like, it was big, it was like loud and stuff like that. Right now it's like I go out and I'm just like, I felt naked kind of. But
it's definitely pulling your features more out, like lucky me. But because you could be bald. I told you that. You could be bald. You're one of the few people in this world that can probably pull any haircut. You could have a mohawk.
I know. This is short.
We can get fades together.
You just line me up. No, that's okay.
I got to bring this up. You remember back in the day when you had that short hair before?
And I trusted you to line
me up. I was trying to fade her up. Well, I was lining you up, but I was like, oh, let me get this little piece right here. Hold on.
Put a bald spot on the back of my head.
Nobody won't notice.
Yeah, they did. It was very noticeable. It was a nice little patch.
So at least with this one, it's just your line
in the back. Yeah, it's just like a line in the back.
I ain't got to do too much. go to the shop if you want some room.
Fully develops.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that. Yeah, well, 100%. Obviously, I mean, that's proven. Yeah. But I feel like when I turned 25, that was like a very transformative year for me. And ever since then, it's just been getting like more and more comfortable in my own skin and what I really enjoy, things like that. And like, I don't care what people have to say and things like that.
And that's what life's about. I think too much we do care about what people have to say, and if they're giving you likes and comments and, you know, like, oh, where'd you get your hair? But this is for you, right, at the end of the day. And making sure you're feeling comfortable in your skin. It's not even about me, honestly.
Yeah,
You're like, hey.
That's why I hate when people are like, well, what does Anthony think? It's like, obviously, I get your opinion, but also, like, this is my hair.
Right, right.
Like, I'm going to do this for me at the end of the day, like, regardless. And obviously, I wouldn't be with someone that was restrictive.
Right.
And didn't want me to do what I wanted to
do.
Like, we gotta,
that's never been the relationship either. You know, if I wanted to go bald tomorrow, we gotta talk about this now.
Talk about it, but also if that's truly what you want to do with your life.
Why do you want to go bald? You can probe those questions. But no, I do think that's the beauty, right, of just growing, you know, and just truly being comfortable in your skin, right? And again, not worrying about what others have to say. It's not for them. It's not for others to say, wow, right? It's like, I love this. And I think for me, you know, if we're not in an uncomfortable situation, if everything is just going well, and, you know, I think a few years back it was in that space where it's like, all right, everything's going well, job's going well, you know, pregnant, you know, going on vacation, this, that, third. And it's like, all right. And we had a conversation during that phase of like, all right, something's going to, you know, it's just life. Yeah. And again, we grow the most when we're in those uncomfortable situations. And for me, it's like kind of embracing it, you know, at the same time. And I think that comes like with like working out too, right? Yeah. You know, you're pushing yourself. You're like, ah, this is uncomfortable. But when you're done with that full hour of your workout, it's like, ah. Feel so much better than when you woke up in the morning. And just confident in yourself, you know?
Yeah, I think, I mean, like you said, life is going to throw those uncomfortable situations. But in general, like, just getting comfortable with that, and it's okay to be uncomfortable. Yeah. You know, I think it's hard, but I mean, why do you feel like it's that hard though? Yeah. Well, because I mean, we know it's gonna come. We know that life throws challenges and all that, but it's even like if life doesn't throw that and it's just putting ourselves out there a little bit more, like why is it so hard?
I think we get uncomfortable. We as a people, we just love comfort, right? Yeah. You know, you love, all right, say for example, your routine, you go to work, you go to the gym, you know, you got church, and it's just like that flow. But then for me at least, and I think for you as well, and just our household, it's like you get in those mundane tasks and then it's not even that enjoyable anymore, you know? So for me, it's like, all right, let's seek a challenge. You know, let's do something new.
Oh, he loves a challenge.
Yes.
He loves a challenge.
Because it's like, I don't know. I think at a young age, it was like me kind of seeking achievement and seeking like a challenge, right? Yeah. And overcoming that. And that sense of confidence that it gives you was just like, I mean, there's nothing that can fulfill you more, you know?
I mean, I guess.
Like, what else fulfills you?
I feel like I struggle with this more, like, getting uncomfortable with, and just in general, like, I do like to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't mind a challenge, and you pushed me a lot more, I'll say that, but, I mean, for me, it's just, like, I'm very routine-oriented, I like things a certain way, so if it's going right, why am I going to change it,
right?
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But then, I think when Kingston came, for those of you who don't know, that's our son. Mm-hmm. When he came, he's almost three now, that kind of forced me to get uncomfortable and put myself out there in situations. Like, I'm very introverted.
Yeah. Let's be transparent, right? Tiffany will go to Target, not even listening to music, put the AirPods in.
Like, I don't like talking.
Call me. Call me when the Salvation Army people out there jingling the bell around Christmas tub. Like, hey, the Salvation Army people out here, let me act like I'm on the phone for 5 seconds, then you can hang up. Like,
I don't like talking to people that much, you know.
Just tell them you ain't got nothing to give today. I support the cause, I ain't got nothing to give today.
It's just uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. I don't like doing it.
But let's dive deeper there. What makes you uncomfortable in that setting? Is it the reaction that people are going to give you? Is it, I just don't want to have the conversation?
I just don't want to talk to people. Like, leave me alone. I'm just here to get my stuff and go home. That's it. Like, I don't want to have a conversation. I'm really not good with small talk with people. So then when I feel like I'm in those types of conversations, it's just like, okay. And I know people, like, get that from me, too. So I feel like then it's even more rude. So I'd just rather avoid the situation completely. Yeah. I'm not trying to be rude, but also I just don't want to talk to you.
Right.
Like, we have nothing to talk about.
No, but I think bringing it back though.
But no, I was saying, after Kingston, it was like, I have to put myself out there. One, because I'm staying home. He's not going to daycare or anything like that, but I want him to be socialized. So I have to go out. I have to start trying to meet people.
Yeah.
Come up with like some play dates or something like that. So that really forced me out of my comfort zone of being to myself. And I've grown a lot. I think that's one of the main reasons I've grown so much in the past few years. Because I've met so many amazing people, too. Like, I really put myself out there to meet people. And I've formed this great community of other women around because of it.
Yeah.
So now it's easier for me. Like, now I go to the grocery store and I might say something to the cashier a little bit and just be a little bit nicer and just a little bit softer.
Yeah. And I don't think, I mean, I don't know if nice, because you're nice, but it's like you
But before bored. I would just like.
Yeah.
I'm walking through the store straight face, just going to where I need to go and leaving. Now I'm like, you know, there's a few people that I see, like regular people, because obviously we've been living here for a little while, so I'll see the same people and just like, hey, how are you? And just make that a little bit of an extra effort, which is something I've been working on too, is just making that extra effort to say hi to people, you know? And I think, one, that's what God wants us to do. That's what Jesus did when he was on this earth. Just going around and just showing that love and niceness and happiness and, you know, it's okay to say hi.
Oh, I mean, and I think that's when we were having conversations last year before we started Date Nights Matter, those are kind of the conversations we were having. It's just like, I think for years, honestly, people that we know in our close circle would admire our relationship and, like, put yourselves out there. And people, I'm like, no, you know, I'm not giving people the formula. Like, I know, as for me specifically, I could speak to that. It's
you
like,
didn't say that
well, like, no, I'm not going to, like, for what? Right? Like, we got our life together, you know, like, we stand in our bubble.
And then, not, like, together, but we're doing okay.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I'm thinking back then, you know, like 2017, 2018, when we first moved out to California, was really, I mean, it was a brand new, I mean, being uncomfortable, right? It was a brand new setting, new jobs, figuring everything out. So it was like a lot of focus was needed. That's when we really dove into our spiritual life more, praying together more. So it was like really heads down for me was how I was looking at it. It wasn't really time to kind of share out, like, hey, this is what you should do in this situation, because we were in those situations, we're really in the mud and figuring it out. So it was like, no, I'm not, you know. But then you grow, and I think that's where we're at now, is like, hey, we've been in that position, we're still in positions that we're fighting together with and trying to figure it out, but there are things we've overcome. And like you just mentioned, I think that's what God wants us to be here and sharing, the joyfulness of being together and being happy.
And that doesn't mean like going out and like Bible thumping everywhere, right?
No, that's not.
I couldn't quote that many scriptures to you. Yeah. I read my Bible, but I can't be like, Psalm 1 says this, you know?
Hold on, not to cut you off, but most people that I know can quote scriptures aren't living right.
Right.
You know, so that's how I look at it. Are you actually being kind? Are you actually being respectful?
And that's what it comes down to. It's just being kind hearted people, showing the joy, showing, you know, happiness and fulfillment and things like that. And I think we need to get uncomfortable with everyday life, those small things. It's not just those big situations with moving across the country, which we've done. And that's another thing. I feel like our big changes, we're able to do that pretty easily. Like, we came to California to visit and like, oh, let's just move.
Yeah.
Did it real quick. Oh, we want to go back to Charlotte. Let's just do it. Yeah. We're easy to do that. And that, those are uncomfortable situations. So I want to give ourselves credit. But the smaller situations, like you said, like, we did have our head down for a long time.
Yeah,
where it was just, let's just focus on our relationship. And I think that benefited us, but we're at a point where it is, we have to be around other people and have community, and that's how we continue to grow. And if we didn't do that, we wouldn't be where we are right now with the people that are around us. We would miss out on great relationships, great opportunities. Yeah. I mean, with your job and working, you know, up, like climbing the ladder, quote unquote, you know, being uncomfortable has brought those opportunities forth and provided a more fulfilling life for us overall.
And just like, I think speaking out, you know, there's a lot of times where I would just come to you or you just come to me and we'd vent, but speaking out in those situations in a respectful manner, but it's like, I have something to say. My voice matters as well.
Yeah.
And I'm not just going to be quiet. You know, even in a family setting, in a work setting, you're out with moms, parents setting, doesn't matter. Like, your voice matters. And it doesn't just matter in your household.
And, right? And that's so true, because I think with me, like, as a woman growing up, it's always taught to, like, kind of diminish your light a little bit. Like, be a little bit smaller in rooms. Yeah. That's also another reason why I just didn't say a lot. And I was pretty quiet growing up, and just like, be seen, not heard.
Yeah.
You know, so I tried to do that a lot. And then, like I said, as I've gotten older and started putting myself out there, I was like, no, why am I doing that? Like, I have an opinion, I'm gonna say it. Like, and I've never been like dishonest or anything when I was being quiet. If I, again, if it's nothing nice to say, I just don't say it, you know, mm-hmm. like, let me just be quiet. But now it's just like, no, I'm going to say it respectfully, but I'm going to say it out loud, and you're going to know where I stand.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
it.
Like, exactly, and that brings the conversations, that brings the relationships,
exactly.
you know, and that brings the
exactly.
growth. Because that's the way, it's the growth mindset at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, I think being comfortable, we could have, you know, moved back to the East Coast, stayed there, you know, whether it was moving back to Virginia, D.C. area, you know, where you grew up in New York, you know, like, all our family's there, and it's just like, stay there, and that's important, don't get me wrong, I love going back home and being around our family and friends and folks that, you know, was there from the beginning, but at the same time, for us to expand and to learn new things and to, you know, broaden our palate, that's something I always like to say, like, we love trying new restaurants, different foods, you know, it's not just soul food and Caribbean food, you know, like, and now my favorite is like Asian food, you know, like, I like spicy food now, right, and that's like, those are the things.
Don't get me started on
this.
Anyway, go ahead.
Carry the red chili peppers on us at all times.
Oh,
but
gosh.
No, I think those are the things that I think is the beauty of life. You know, we could have, you know, continued taking vacations to like DR, you know, but our last big trip was going to Bali. It's like, all right, we've never been here. It looks beautiful. Let's try it out. You know, we got out there and we were like, oh, you know, like at different airports, different countries. It was something brand new. But again, that expanded our mind and for us to have healthier conversations, you know.
Exactly. And I feel like, too, any time that I start feeling uncomfortable, like, what do we do now? Right? Because there are going to be a lot of situations, big and small. And how do we overcome those?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I feel like for what I've been doing more recently is just, like, if I feel uncomfortable with the situation, like, a couple weekends ago, went to this maternal health brunch.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember before going, I was like, I do not want to go. Yeah. I don't know anybody going. I don't want to talk to anybody. Again, being in that same thing, it's an ongoing process.
Yeah,
I'm still
it always will be.
I'm still working on myself. But, you know, going, I'm like, oh, I do not want to go. But, you know, they had some free food and it was a good cause. So I was like, okay, let me just go.
Right.
And it was right down the street. So let me just go. And I already said I was going. But I have to ask myself in that moment, like, why don't I want to go? What's the real reason? And for me, it was just, again, I don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, is that reason enough to not go?
Yeah.
Not really.
Right.
Like, I already said I was going, so let me go ahead and go. I might benefit from it. And when I went, I had a great time.
Yeah.
Like, I learned a lot. It was an amazing it was for this nonprofit organization, so I got a lot of information from it. I got some good food and made some really good connections. It was a really good networking event too.
Yeah.
And I would have missed out on that opportunity if I didn't
exactly.
go and if I just stayed home rather
exactly.
than going. So it's pushing ourselves and why don't I want to go?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? What is the real reason? And if it's just something simple like that, like that's not enough reason to not do it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just do it.
Exactly.
It might bring something.
Yeah,
worth.
I feel like, I mean, 100% of the time when we push ourselves in that uncomfortable
it's
state,
it's going to be worth it.
It's beneficial, you know, whether
it's
you know, something small in that actual event or whatever you do in that moment, or it expands your mind and 6 months later something comes to fruition,
exactly.
you know, and those are the things we have to think about. Not everything is going to benefit you in the moment,
yeah.
and I think, again, getting back to what we were speaking about before in the episode of just being transactional about just
what does it benefit
what is it bringing me right now?
Yeah,
and it's like, of course, the free food was great, right? You know, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But at the same time, those connections may help you in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even all about just connections. Maybe just what you learned there. You know, like, that information you shared with me. It's like, oh, I did wish we knew that, you know, when we first had Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that now, you know, moving forward, we can, you know, operate differently in those situations. So those are the things you got to think
about.
And
it's also not, it might not be something that you learn that's something so great and transformative. It might just be something that you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
You learn something that you don't like about a situation.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm going, oh, no, I don't like that, or I didn't know that. And it changes your perspective on something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, the growth mindset, always learning, always taking in information,
yeah.
good or bad, we're taking it in. And that way we can maneuver different throughout
exactly.
life.
Exactly. And I think it's what it really comes down to is like when it comes to challenging yourself, like I don't take it for granted like our health and where we're at, you know, in life. And not to say we're, you know, figured everything out, by
yeah.
all means we haven't, right?
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time we're able to get up in the morning, you know, we have a car, you know, we're
yeah.
able to work out. And I think about that, you know, that's how I am. I'm very conscious about those things. And it's like, who am I to, like, take these moments for granted to grow, you know? Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not supposed to be the same at 31 that I was at 21, that I was at, you know, 18 years old, you know? Like, we're supposed to be growing. We're supposed to be putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be expanding your vocabulary. You're supposed to be, you know, meeting new people, right? And if you're not, then what is life? You know, that's the way I really look at
that's
it.
That's the
you
thing. Know, I feel like life is just now starting.
Yeah.
At 30, like, I feel like a lot of times you think, oh, life is just kind of slowing down at 30 mm-hmm. or 40, 50, slow it down. But no, I mean, especially when we moved out here, like, seeing people in their 80s still doing that,
yeah.
still moving, still meeting new people, still mm-hmm. going out. It's like, okay, like, yeah. life doesn't have to stop if I don't want it to. Mm-hmm. I can keep pushing myself. I can keep challenging myself. Yeah. And I think that's what I want to do for us is challenge ourselves and for our listeners to challenge mm-hmm. ourselves to do even just small things
yeah.
that are outside of our comfort zone this week. Yeah. You know, whether it's, again, going to the grocery store and saying hi to somebody that you may have seen a few times or somewhere else, you know, in your community
yeah.
or going to an event that you may not have went to otherwise or at work talking to somebody that you may not always talk to
yeah.
or something like that. Like, just really challenging ourselves to step outside of our comfort zone, because that's what's going to bring growth, and that's what we're all about here, and that's what's going to help our relationships, our marriages. How can we be better people? Is we have to challenge ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to do better. We have to learn. We have to grow.
Yeah, it's that simple. It's like, if we're not challenging ourselves, then how are we growing?
Exactly.
That's the question I always ask you, and I ask myself every single day. Like, what am I doing today to make myself uncomfortable? Like, I don't feel like working out, but again, all right, let's get through it. You know, you don't feel like doing this thing for work, but all right, challenging yourself and pushing yourself to get through it. And again, you're seeing those benefits, you know, and you feel better about yourself. The sense of accomplishment is an addicting, you know, thing,
exactly.
right? You know, and if you're not having that, that's when I feel like the anxiety, the depression, and the stress, it's like, oh, is this all life is?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all life is, because you're staying in that space and you're not going outside of that space. You're not doing anything different to bring different results, right?
Yeah.
So it's, how are you going to expect anything different? How are you going to accomplish your goals when you're going about every single day the same exact
yeah.
way, and you're still picking up that ice cream every single time you go in the grocery store? You know you shouldn't be getting that Ben and Jerry's.
No, that's real, though. No, that's real. Like I said, let's just challenge ourselves. Let's do better, because we are going to see those benefits.
Exactly.
And I encourage everybody to do it with us and share with us your results,
yeah.
what you benefited from it.
Mm-hmm.
Did it change anything? Did it slow anything down? Did it make a positive difference
yeah.
in your life? Whatever was it as bad as you thought it would be? If you step out of your comfort zone and you were like, what if this happens? You know, did that actually happen?
Yeah.
Share with us what happens this week. We really encourage everybody to do it along with us. I'm
yeah.
gonna do it. I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I go to Target like every day. So,
yeah.
so I'm really getting
little,
better
the
with
little
it.
Things.
But
that's the reminder
that.
I'll leave y'all with. It's the little things. Don't think it's these big changes that have to happen,
yeah.
right? You know, I think about even our relationship being spontaneous. Let's go to the movies when it wasn't planned, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, let's, you know, cook together when that wasn't planned. You said you're going to cook tonight. Let me help you out. Like, do those little things, and then it brings those big results. And that's what
exactly.
we always have to remember, just taking those small little steps. And then 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, it's like, oh, you know, I do feel better about myself, you know. But little things, very, very small
yes.
things is what keeps this going, is what's going to keep you thriving as an individual.